Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Yankees hang on and beat the Red Sox 4-3 in front of a sold-out crowd here in the Bronx in Game 2. And they have forced a winner-take-all Game 3 tomorrow night right back here at the stadium. Let's get to the highlights of the ball game, and we've got plenty of them. This was a back-and-forth affair with several clutch situations that could have swung the pendulum either way here in this game. And let's begin from the beginning. First pitch was 6:10 p.m. in front of a eventually sold-out crowd of 47,993 fans. The temperature was 68 degrees. It would dip down into the high 50s, which is where we are right now in the city. And it was sunny for the first two innings or so before twilight took over and really set the stage. Carlos Rodon trying to be the stopper that he's been all year. He took the mound for the Yankees, and he got off to a heck of a start. He struck out Rob Refsnyder and Trevor Story to begin the ballgame. And then after Alex Bregman had boos cascading down around him, he flew out to left to end the first inning. So a pretty painless 15-pitch inning for Carlos Rodon. First pitch strikes, a big theme for him today. He had the slider working early, the changeup, and the fastball. Bottom of the first, it looked like Brian Bello, who had pitched really well against the Yankees in his career and up until his last start where the Yankees finally got to him, it looked like he might be settling in for a long night. He got Trent Grisham and Aaron Judge for the first two outs of the first inning. Then Bellinger ripped a single, and that is when Ben Rice, who was stuck on the bench yesterday, do you think he was gearing up to play? Ben Rice didn't even see more than a pitch before we got our electrifying drive of the game.
First pitch from Bale. Swing on a drive to right. A low line drive screaming out of here. It's 2-0 Yankees on a Ben Rice home run. Hey now!
364 feet into the right field seats, 107 miles an hour off the bat. It was a first pitch cutter right down the pipe from Bayo, and Rice did not miss it. The electrifying drive of the game was brought to you by Audi. Experience the fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local tri-state Audi dealer today. Rice turned back to the dugout. He was fired up as he was rounding the bases. That got the Yankees off to an early 2-0 lead. We went to the top of the second. Rodon came back out. He threw up a zero, exactly what you want after a crooked number. He got Romy Gonzalez, Carlos Narvaez, and Nate Eaton in order in only six pitches. Bottom of the second, Yankees would threaten again, but Anthony Volpe grounded out into an inning-ending double play. We go to the top of the third, and that's when the Red Sox would respond. Leadoff batters getting on was a consistent theme in this one. It normally led to some trouble. Jarren Duran, he hit a single to start the inning, and then Rodon lost Sidan Rafaela to walk him, so it was first and second. Nick Sogard, the switch-hitting second baseman, he went to drop down a sack bunt. Rodon turned and tried to rush his throw. He threw it in the dirt, probably a play that Jazz Chisholm could have scooped it, but instead he came off the base. So it was a sack bunt and an error on Rodon. Bases loaded, nobody out. He would strike out Ref Snyder again, but then Trevor Story came to the plate and tied the game.
Here's the 1-1 from Rodon. Swung on, line drive, center field. Scoring is Duran. Rafaela flying. He's going to score as well. As Grisham gets it back in, we got a new ball game, folks, at 2-2.
Yeah, and then it could have been worse. Story, by the way, that wasn't the only damage he would do, because then came one of the Yankee killers, Alex Bregman, to the plate, and he was in a favorable count to do some damage, but this was our defensive play of the game here, and it helped Rodon get out of the jam.
1-1 from Rodon. Swing on, hit the right side. Jazz gobbles, throws on the jump, throws to Volpe over to first, a double play right on time. 4-6-3, athletically and acrobatically turned by Jazz Chisholm and Anthony Volpe to limit the damage to just two runs.
Yeah, nicely described by Dave Sims there. Chisholm ranged to the right field hole and then had a spin back to second base. Volpe very quick on the exchange to get a speedy Bregman. The defensive play of the game, sponsored by Teddy's Team. Defend against stroke by knowing the warning signs. Visit teddysteam.org to learn more. And that's Teddy's Team with 1D.org to learn more. So that double play kept it at 2-2, and it swung the momentum back towards the Yankees' side. In the bottom of the third, they would get a couple of guys aboard. Cody Bellinger, though, flying out to left field with one out. And at second and third, Ben Rice came back up to the plate. He had a chance to do more damage, and he nearly did.
The pitch from Wilson. Swing on, line drive, right field. It's hanging up and caught knee high by Nate Eaton. He hit the ball on the screws and has nothing but a 9 in the scorecard to show for it.
Yeah, the Yankees started that inning with a Ryan McMahon single. Trent Grisham got on a fielder's choice. Then Judge ripped the single. And that ended up being the end of the night for Brian Bello. Just 2 1/3 innings, Red Sox manager Alex Cora not messing around. He went to the bullpen with Bellinger and Rice, the two lefties due up. We know how much the Red Sox love those lefty-on-lefty matchups that they had for most of the game, all of the game last night, with Crochet and Chapman. And it was Justin Wilson who came into the game, and he got Bellinger. And then that highlight that you heard there, getting Rice, although the ball was hit right on the screws. So the Yankees left two runners in scoring position. We would go to the top of the fourth, and Rodon gave up a two-out single to Nate Eaton, but worked around it. So it was the Red Sox going pretty quietly. Yankees then went 1-2-3 in the bottom half of the fourth. Red Sox 1-2-3 in the top of the fifth. We were halfway through in a 2-2 ball game. Yankees led off the bottom of the fifth with Anthony Volpe flying out to center, Ryan McMahon grounding out to the pitcher. So once again, just like in the first inning, looked like it was going to be a quiet inning. Two outs, nobody on. Trent Grisham worked a walk against, at this point, it was Justin Slayton, right-hander, who came into the ballgame an inning prior to that. And then on a wild pitch, it allowed Grisham to move up to second base. That would be pivotal, because then came the captain, Aaron Judge, and he put the Yankees back in front.
Two outs, runner at second. Here comes Slayton's pitch to Aaron Judge. So we play here in the fifth. The pitch, breaking ball, hit to left field, hanging up, Duran, dive, drops it. It's out of his glove. Grisham scores. Yankees lead 3-2.
Yeah, a diving attempt by Jarren Duran, and it was a great attempt. But once he made the dive, he probably should have caught the ball. It kind of just popped right out of his glove. Yankees will absolutely take it. Grisham sprinted home, running with two outs, no problem. RBI single for the captain, Aaron Judge. Yankees would go ahead 3-2. That was the end of the night for Justin Slayton. They would then go to another lefty out of the pen, former Mets Steven Matz, and he got Bellinger to ground out to end the inning. But just as the Red Sox did last time, they responded when they were down again. It only took three pitches into the top of the sixth inning with Rodon facing Trevor Story for the Red Sox shortstop to once again burn the Yankees.
2-0. Here's a drive deep to left. All kinds of trouble. Bellinger going back, and it is gone. 4 rows deep. Home run for Trevor Story. Ties the score at 3-3.
Yeah, Story, 381 feet, 102 miles an hour off the bat. His second career postseason home run. And just like that, we had a brand new ball game again. And just like in the third inning, when Story got Rodon, it looked like there could be more trouble right after that as well. Bregman then walked, but then two batters later, Carlos Rodon getting Carlos Narvaez, the Red Sox catcher, to ground into an inning-ending double play. So we'd go to the bottom of the sixth. Steven Matz still into the ballgame. Yankees would once again get two runners on. That would get Matz out of the ballgame, and it would bring in Zach Kelly, the right-hander, against Anthony Volpe, and Volpe would strike out to end the inning. We went to the top of the seventh, and it was pretty apparent right away that Carlos Rodon didn't have much left. He was only at 83 pitches to begin the inning, but he walked Nate Eaton on four pitches, and then he was looking like he was going to walk Jarren Duran on four pitches, and then he hit him in the shoulder. So eight straight balls to begin the inning. That would be the end of the night for Carlos Rodon, and that would bring on Fernando Cruz out of the Yankees' bullpen. Sedan Rafaela tried to sack bunt, and he popped it up to Cruz, who gladly would take the easy out for out number one. That could have been a big game changer, and it ended up being a big one for the Yankees. Next up was Nick Sogard. He flew out to left. Then a pinch hitter, Masataka Yoshida, the guy who had the go-ahead two-run single in last night's game. He hit a ground ball that looked like it was headed up the middle again. A beautiful backhanded diving stop by Jazz Chisholm, but he couldn't get him in time. So an infield single loaded the bases, and it was Trevor Story who was the Yankee killer tonight already, and he was nearly the Yankee killer again.
The 2-1 to Story. Pitch. Swung on, set to center field and deep. Going back, Grisham. Going back. He's got room. Turns. Reaches up. Makes the catch. Fernando Cruz fired up, walking off the mound.
Yeah, the center field wall in Yankee Stadium is 408 feet. That one went about 402 feet right to the track, but Grisham had just enough room to comfortably make the catch. So Fernando Cruz bails Carlos Rodon out of trouble. We would get up and stretch. God bless America here at Yankee Stadium. Chance in the bottom of the seventh for the Yankees to do some damage. Garrett Whitlock would come on out of the Red Sox pen, and Trent Grisham would greet him with a one-out double down the right field line. But then it was Aaron Judge, the captain, again in a big chance to have another run-producing hit. He struck out looking on a sinker on the outside corner, and then Bellinger on a slider right down the middle. He just missed it, flew out to right field to end the threat. The Yankees at this point had left five runners in scoring position on the evening. We went to the top of the eighth where it was time for Devin Williams, the airbender, to come into the game. He gave up a leadoff single to Alex Bregman. Looked like it would be some more damage and some more trouble for the rest.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Red Sox, they brought in a pinch hitter, the lefty Nathaniel Lowe, to face Williams. He bounced into a double play, and then Narvaez struck out and let go of his bat, nearly took out the pinch hitter on deck, Willier Abreu. That ended the inning, and it brought up the bottom of the eighth. We move to the home half of the eighth, and Whitlock still on the mound to face the Yankees. He would once again get two quick outs. Ben Rice struck out on a changeup. Giancarlo Stanton grounded out to short. All three innings, the Yankees scored in. It came with two outs and nobody on. Jazz Chisholm would work a lengthy at-bat to draw a walk. And then the game changer. Austin Wells at the plate. Once again, a pretty lengthy count. He got a changeup low from Garrett Whitlock. And what happened next is the reason why we're playing tomorrow night.
3-2 pitch. Jazz runs. Pitch swing on. Line drive right field. Fair ball. Here comes Jazz. Coming around third. Rojas waving him. Jazz coming down the line. Here's the throw to the plate. He slides. He is in there. He's in there. The Yankees have the lead. It's 4-3 New York.
Spectacular call from Dave Sims. Again, it was a full count, two-out offering, so Jazz was running on the pitch, and Wells hit it down the right field line. It bounced towards the right field wall in foul territory, and right where there's a little jagged edge where it really starts to become narrow down the right field line, it bounced right off that part of the wall, kicked back into right field, and that allowed Jazz to come all the way around from first, running on the pitch, and Eaton's throw from right field was just late. A great head-first slide on the outside part of the plate got the Yankees the 4-3 lead. They could have had more, though, because after that, Anthony Volpe ripped the single, and then Ryan McMahon walked, and at this point, after 47 pitches, Garrett Whitlock came out, the lefty Peyton Toll came in to face Trent Grisham, and you know the Yankees would have loved some insurance runs here, but that wasn't the case.
3-2 to Grisham, the pitch, bouncing ball, right side, room service hop to the second baseman, Sogard throws over to first for the out, but in the inning, they do leave three.
Yeah, so Grisham leaving three guys on base there. The bases loaded. We would go to the top of the ninth, and on came David Bednar. He pitched in the ninth inning in last night's game and gave up a critical insurance run for the Red Sox. He would face a pinch hitter, Willier Abreu, to start the at-bat, and with two strikes, it was straight smoke from Bednar.
3-2, Bednar deals, pitch, swing, and a miss, struck him out. One down.
So there's one down. Next up, Jaron Duran. He had already reached base twice tonight. He got the two strikes on him, and once again, it was the heat from Bednar.
Bednar ready. Here's the 3-2 from the right-hander. He deals, pitch. Strike three called. He got him. Two down.
Yeah, fastball in the inside corner at 98 miles per hour. That is from the Heat Report, which is presented by Chef IQ Sense, a cooking thermometer that pairs with your phone and ensures you never over or undercook your chicken, fish, or meat again. Buy one at chefiq.com. So 98-mile-an-hour fastball to strike out Abreu, 98-mile-an-hour fastball to strike out Duran looking. It was down to Sidan Raffaello with two outs, and the Red Sox down to their last strike, and he nearly tied this game again.
Here's the 0-2. Bednar set to the plate. The pitch, fly ball, right center field, going back, Judge, going back. Judge is there, makes the catch! Victory for the New York Yankees, 4-3, and the season continues. There'll be a deciding game here at the stadium tomorrow. A 4-3 win tonight by the Yankees. They stay alive.
Yeah, if the Trevor Story fly out with the bases loaded in the seventh wasn't close enough, this one had Aaron Judge maybe some of the fabric of his jersey was touching the right center field wall as he went back to make the catch, as Bednar living dangerously there, about a foot away from a game-tying home run, but it ended up being the final out. The Yankees beat the Red Sox 4-3 in a thriller. This place was jumping when Aaron Judge made that catch to end the ball game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.